Yes, yes.
I hope you are fully satisfied about Bill Crockett's nomination. If we took a plebiscite of the top people here in the department and in Congress, I think you'd find that he would be the choice by acclamation. He's had great confidence among people in his daily operations. He has been loyal to the administration, to me, to you. He's a very quiet worker, but he's been very effective. And I just...
Well, that's fine. I don't know him.
Yes,
the only thing is that I thought that I didn't want to have him exactly picked by Rooney. And Ways, because I just figured those fellas who really get along well on the Hill, it's always because they do what the Hill wants.
You see, we almost nominated him before.
Yeah.
At the time that Jones left.
Yeah.
But then the name of Bill Arick came up, and Bill Arick has been so allergic to Capitol Hill that he's never really had any effective relations down there, and didn't really go to see them very often.
Yeah.
Didn't work at it. So
one of the things that Arick said, and I don't know, he came over to see me the other day that I guess you've talked to him, is the problem of, at least as he saw it, who he goes through. He evidently goes through Ball, does he? It seemed to me that George has got to, really is your deputy and ought to be doing all these policy matters and not screwing around with administration.
Well, it depends on the subject. I saw Arick myself, I suppose, averaged once every 2 weeks. We tried to set up a weekly appointment. But if Ball doesn't see him, then I have to. And the question is which one of us does. What I wanted to do was to have that man take the ball and run with it and act just as independently as possible and get on with the job.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is the kind of thing I think that Crockett will know how to do. I've known him for many years myself here in the service, and I'm sure that he'll work out very well indeed.
Good, fine. Well, I just thought I'd meet him, so because I don't think I've ever seen him.
Right, thank you.
What else is new on the horizon? What about Haiti?
I think we've got to review the bidding from the ground up on that now and see just where we go on that. If it's possible for us to trade a fresh start on our side with a fresh start on Duvalier's side, maybe we have to work at it from that direction at the moment. But most of our fellows here think that Duvalier is absolutely irretrievable. But yet there's no clear answer now as to what that means and what you do about it.
Yeah.
So I'll be talking with the fellows later this morning.
Seems to me we ought to be able to build up some sort of a force that we could use as the excuse. In other words, the Bay of the Cuban thing, but do it with a little more judgment. But it seems to me we ought to have that force being developed anyway.
Yes, I think we ought to look at the big alternatives here. And
the other thing is really whether Thurston, if he's going to stay on, there's no sense really in having an ambassador. I'm sure it isn't Thurston's fault that his persona non.
Well, if we could trade that for some changes in Duvalier's government.
Yeah, yeah.
After all, if he's asking us to change some top people, we might get across to him that if he gets rid of a couple of these bad eggs right next to him, that we could perhaps both of them start off on a fresh start.
Yeah.
Try it out.
Right.
The vice president wants very much to go to Scandinavia in the fall. Now, we have an America's Day celebration in Finland in September 6th and 7th, where it would be entirely appropriate for him to be there.
That's right.
And then come back through Norway, Denmark. Do you see an objection to that?
No, somebody told me that, I don't know who was I talking to about Finland, said something about that Bobby was supposed to go there.
Yes, well, I talked to Bobby about it, and he had talked to the vice president about it, and that part of it is all cleared away.
Oh, I see. So
right.
That's fine.
All right, okay. Thank you, sir.